Sometimes good leadership can also be painful. It can hurt. Not every change means growth, but every growth requires change, and change can be uncomfortable. Welcome to today's Lightwolf podcast, your podcast for leadership with impact. My name is Stefan. I am your leadership host, and today I welcome you to a topic that is something really important but rarely talked about. Even though many experience it, some of us quite frequently. What to do when good leadership hurts? Tough love. Yes, good leadership can be many different things. It can be inspiring, it can be motivating, it can be relieving, it can unleash growth, it can give people orientation, motivation, and connection. But yes, sometimes good leadership can also be painful, it can hurt. Not physically, but emotionally. Why? Because as a leader of a group, a team, a country, or a company, you have to make decisions. You have to decide what's right, not what's popular. You have to decide what's the right thing for your customers, for your company, and for everyone in your company. What's right, not what's popular or what's pleasing everyone. Because you have to get the right thing done. And the right thing can be very convenient. It can be very comfortable. But it can at times be very uncomfortable. It remains the right thing. So you have to take decisions that sometimes not everybody likes, but that serve the greater good. And at times, that can hurt. So let's have a first look at a couple of frequently reoccurring problems and root causes. One, for example, might be that you take decisions that disappoint people. Let's take an example. Let's assume you lead a team of 8 direct reports. One of them, since a few months already, has expected to be promoted soon. However, you decide not to do so. Maybe because you have evidence that while the person is performing well and meets most expectations in the current role, the person does not yet fulfill all requirements of the current role, and you can't see enough evidence yet at all that this person will fulfill all requirements a level higher, with more responsibility and bigger complexity. So there may be a gap between what's needed and what's delivered so far. And that's the simple reason why you acknowledge the desire, but you do not promote the person. And that can be disappointing, right? You act in the organization's best interest. In fact, you also act in the individual's best interest. Because getting promoted too early, getting promoted at a time when you're not ready yet, often sets you up for failure a level higher. So you're acting in the individual's best interest, but against personal expectations. That can create tension, disappointment, and pain. That's the unpopular truth. A second example could be that you speak uncomfortable truths. Example, you give honest feedback that someone else simply doesn't want to hear. Have you ever encountered that? That someone didn't want to listen? Have you ever encountered the phenomenon I call selective listening? That people only listen to what they like to hear? Otherwise, if there are messages they don't like to hear, it's like in here and out there and nothing in between ever stops the message, let alone any reflection. That's not happening in this case. Selective listening. I've had it in my career that people just suffered from that phenomenon. They simply didn't want to hear anything that wasn't pleasant to them, right? That might be a root cause for pain. Because when then you decide the right thing, then this might not match their expectations. But you're still doing the right thing. You act in with the intent to enable growth, but the path to growth isn't pleasant to the other person, right? So you speak an uncomfortable truth. Or another example, you uphold standards for everyone while someone lets them slip, right? Example, if you're leading a group, if you're leading a team, and you're setting a goal to win, not just participate, you don't want to play to play. You want to play to win. And you determined winning in goals. And some people, after achieving just half of the goals, already get complacent. They drop the ball and get lazy. And they still are comfortable. So that often means that they are working to different standards than you. And then you have a choice. Either you lower your standards to the lower level of performance, or you stay consistent, even if that makes you very unpopular. I'm now sharing an anonymous example out of one of our current programs, where a senior leader in a major organization has been around for 20 years. And when a few months ago we decided to start a major multi-year leadership transformation with more than 100 leaders, that individual said, quote, maybe in hindsight I made a mistake. Because in the last 10 years, if I'm honest with myself, I all too often lowered my standards to the current levels of performance rather than raising the performance to my higher levels of standards and expectations. That was not the right thing, unquote. So someone at least admits, shit, I lowered my standards, but that was wrong. If you want to be successful, if you want to make your team, your country, your company, your business unit fit for the future, guys, let's acknowledge that the world around us is changing faster than ever before. We need to set the right standards and then stick with those standards. And you as a leader, you need to uphold those standards, even if that makes you unpopular at times. Yeah, so that's another potential example when doing what's right can be painful for others. It takes courage. Getting the right thing done is sometimes convenient and sometimes gets you tons of applause, and it sometimes doesn't. And your role and my role and a leader's role is then to uphold the standards, to remain clear, to lead with integrity, to invest our courage, and to get the right thing done, even if it sometimes hurts. So this is examples of how it can happen and why it happens. Let's now turn the page and look for potential solutions. Let me share a few ideas with you. Maybe there is one that you may want to think about. Tip number one, acknowledge that real progress can involve discomfort. Progress and growth do not happen in our comfort zone. Full stop. It just doesn't happen. Because in our comfort zone, we are comfortable. We are doing the same thing, the same way as we've always done. And that's easy. That's comfortable. But that's not growth. That's stagnation. Growth and progress only happen outside our comfort zone. And that is uncomfortable by definition, because change involves some discomfort. Yes, I agree. Not every change means growth, but every growth requires change. And change can be uncomfortable. So that's the first tip. Just acknowledge this, that growth is uncomfortable by definition, right? So when leadership hurts, it doesn't necessarily mean you're doing something wrong. It's often the exact opposite. It often means you're doing something that's perfectly right. You're changing something for the better, and you're doing the right thing. That may still be uncomfortable for some people involved. Let me give you another example, this time out of my own career. When I ran 22 countries together with my colleagues in the leadership team, in an organization with 12,000 people here in Europe, I once had a great director who was a great functional expert and really a warm, friendly, helpful personality to work with. As a commercial director, he struggled though in making decisions. And one day he asked me for a development conversation, which I was very happy to have. So we sat down and he said, look, Stefan, I would really love to become a general manager. And I went like, okay, Let me ask you a question. If you look at the last 2-3 years that you and I have worked together, what is the area of development that has reoccurred every single time that you want to improve the most? And he hesitated and shook his head and then replied, yeah, it's decision making. I sometimes struggle with making decisions. And I said, so look, that's true. And while I see a little bit of progress, I think it's still not at the level where you can and need to be, even in your current one function. You're running one function, right? And now have a guess. What is the one key thing that general managers responsible for all functions have to do day in and day out? And he looked at me and said, yeah, I see, it's probably decision making. And I said, yes, you're right. As a general manager, and I had been a general manager even before I joined that company already, as a general manager, you are the ultimate responsible for the company's results. You are the ultimate responsible for culture, for strategy, for growth, for people, for the organization. And that requires many, many more decisions than you're taking today. And much tougher and much more complex decisions, often involving functions that you have never worked in. So tell me why. Why, if already today, taking decisions is an area for development for you when you're in one function, why do you think you will succeed? Why will you enjoy being a general manager, having to take many more? And there were maybe 10 seconds of silence. He received it. He didn't like it. He nodded his head and said, Stefan, yeah, I understand. And that was the end of that discussion. And I was glad that about a year later, he got promoted within our function to a global role, a level higher with more responsibility, with bigger pay, all of these nice things on top, but within the function he was really well aware of. So this was an example where I really think that I managed with a couple of questions to make him see how the development area that he had in one function would have been multiplied probably 10 times in that new role, and which is why that was not a good idea to put him there, and I didn't. But I also realized that he was very successful, really doing well in a bigger role in that one function that he was well aware of. Great career, highly accomplished, great guy, but acknowledging what is right and what is not, and even if what was right was a little bit uncomfortable for him in the first moment. A second example, a second tip. I know it's not easy, and I know you and I, we always have a good intent, but we are not paid for our intent. We are paid for our impact as leaders. So tip number two, in giving feedback, ensure constructive impact on the recipient of your feedback every time. Yes, giving feedback when change is required is one of the most demanding leadership skills of all. There is a reason why only 7% of all leaders say, I think I'm quite good at giving and receiving constructive criticism. While almost 70%, so the vast majority, say, I find giving feedback and giving constructive criticism really difficult, and I would appreciate a good training for it. So it isn't easy, but that's an art, and that's a skill, and that's a craft that leaders need to master. Say what you mean with honesty and clarity, but always, always ensure that the recipient of your feedback feels your genuine intent to help, not hurt, even in a separation conversation. Just an hour ago, in a leadership interview with a new board member of a financial institute that we will now support for more than 2 years, more than 100 people with a major leadership transformation. He came on board, we discussed, we clicked fast, and he shared the phenomenon he called leader by accident. Leader by accident. And that happens. That happens quite frequently when there is a group of functional experts, say 10 finance managers, the finance leader retires, and then oftentimes the best functional experts of those 10 gets promoted to be the leader of the team. Often without ensuring the necessary leadership skills, development, or training. That's what we call leader by accident. If that happens, and if you come in, if you take over, or if you have been the one promoting that individual and you realize, oh gosh, I've made a mistake, I promoted the wrong person, which can happen. Sometimes the wrong people get promoted to very senior levels. If you're responsible for this and you acknowledge, you suddenly realize it, then get the right thing done. And the right thing in this case may be that you get that person again out of her or his current leadership role into a functional expert role or into another company, out of your company and into another company, always preserving their dignity and pride. And when I, as a consultant, have done this with clients, and we've supported more than 170 clients in the last 13 years, and repeatedly that situation came up, and leaders asked us, well, but Stefan, if I take that person out of leadership again, they will complain about the loss of money, the loss of social status. In 2 out of 3 cases, the opposite was true. They were relieved to get out of a role that they didn't know how to master. They were relieved that finally they were able to deliver their tasks and goals and roles again. So oftentimes people aren't frustrated. People are relieved. If you do the right thing, if you ensure the right impact with your feedback, and if you always preserve dignity and pride. And my tip number 3, what to do when leadership hurts? Talk about it with other leaders. Leadership can feel tough at times, but it doesn't have to feel lonely. Seek sparring, feedback, mentoring, or coaching from internal or external coaches. Because good leadership needs resonance. Learn from others. We've all gone through these experiences. What tips and what tricks do others apply? And then consider learning from them. So in summary, 3 tips for you. What to do when leadership hurts or tough love is the right thing. Number 1, acknowledge that real progress can involve discomfort. 2, in giving feedback, ensure constructive impact always. And 3, talk about it with other leaders. Conclusion, if leadership hurts, it doesn't mean you have failed. It may mean the exact opposite. It probably means the right thing in your context requires change, and you are just about to lead this change. If done well, you do what's right. You get some resistance initially, but you help others to buy into what's right, even if it's unpopular. And later on, you will make the unpopular truth a little more popular. So you're probably exactly on the right path. One last question for you to think about. When was the last time you led well, even though it was uncomfortable? And what did it achieve in the long run? Finally, I invite you to participate in a quick, short survey at the end here in the show notes. Have you experienced situations in your leadership role that truly hurt? 4 answers. Yes. Yes, but it helped me grow. Not yet. Or I'm not yet a leader. Please go in. Quick click. Thanks for participating in the survey. And thank you for listening today. If you find this podcast valuable, then please subscribe, rate it, or share it with others so that we have more people joining this LightWolf community. Thank you for your time today. See you next week. Yours, Stefan.